Welcome, everyone. I am Michael, your host for Judgment Day. This is the 8th episode in this podcast reading series. The Trial of Judgment Day continues. I will be reading the text of devotional prayers and modern prophecies. This is an avant-garde approach to presenting prophetic poetry. This episode is the presentation of entries 649 through 651 from Book 5, Volume 2. Be sure to download Volume 1 of Devotional Prayers and Modern Prophecies for free from polyatlotionpubs.com. That's right, it's a free PDF. Get ready for Judgment Day. Get ready for the apocalypse. You are listening to Devotional Prayers and Modern Prophecy. It is by the Lord's will and for His pleasure that all the hosts of heaven sing His praises. Endlessly those heavenly ones rejoice in Him, and joy in the Lord continues for all of their days. The angel of peace looks unto God as He speaks, and the condemned cannot show their countenance. The faces of those who admit guilt for their crimes can never be seen by the Lord, not for all times.
When they learned from their mistake that it was God's love they did forsake by having offspring of their own with human females, those errant sons turned to conflict among themselves. They became divided and turned against each other. Some sought to report the crime to God, while others sought to find love again for creatures that could not be loved at all.
One crime will beget other crimes, and the sins of those fallen ones only increased. They sought to replace God's creations with their own creations all over the earth. A plot to conceal their crimes was afoot, and they thought that God would be blind. Their thoughts were like those of Isaac's wife, who bade Joseph replace Esau at his father's side. Blessed is the Lord, for His mercies are eternal. The one true God of all the universe is the Shining One. The glory of the Lord is forever and ever, and none may ever deny God's eternal truth. The angel of peace presents the plea of the condemned in the presence of the Lord and all of His hosts, that none may ever deny God's truth and justice, for all that has or will ever be done is fair and just.
Their plan to unite all of their offspring to replace all of mankind by overtaking them involved giving to them greater abilities than men and knowledge that simple men did not have. Those who revealed the greater powers of God to their offspring on earth are the real criminals, and they should be eternally convicted for those crimes. It was the group who made these things worse for the whole. Those errant sons were more capable than this, revealing secrets to the Nephilim on earth. gave them greater power over men on the planet, and the horrors only increased with bloodlust and murder.
The first crime had led to other worse crimes more heinous than the first transgressions. There was a better solution than this one, but they were blinded by what they thought was love. Great and glorious are the Lord's wonders in heaven. All that surrounds the Lord is pure and loving. God's holy hosts sing his joyous praises, and they never tire of giving their gifts to God. The angel of peace has neared his final statement. There is not much more he can say in this plea. The condemned may claim they have been betrayed, but it was their betrayal of God for which they are condemned. Still, the voice of their appointed advocate continues.
When the horrors increased and blood flowed like rivers, one among mankind cried out to the heavens. In a time when men had forgotten God, one did not. Enoch, the seventh man from Adam, cried out to the Lord. He was a true descendant of God's pure creation, and he knew in his soul that the horrors were not right. Men were slain by monsters created by false gods. Those Nephilim were giants and became horrid monsters, being given the power and knowledge to kill with weapons. Replacing one species made by God with their own was the plan those Aaron's sons had chosen to implement.
Although they had the greater powers to stop the Nephilim by removing all the evil they had wrought on the earth, the errant sons of God mistook love for their fears and favored their own offspring over God's creations. Well, this concludes episode 8 of Judgment Day. The subtitle for this segment was The Crime Exposed. The defense attorney has a difficult task in this case. While the fallen watchers were convicted of the heinous crimes committed by their children, they continued to plead for God's mercy. And the angel of peace points out to the court that not all of them were truly guilty of corrupting humanity and their own offspring to commit the horrors of war and murder. Still, God's justice will prevail in heaven just as it has on the earth. And the parents of those murderers will suffer for the crimes of their offspring because they had the power to stop them. Be sure to subscribe for notifications of the next release. Thank you for listening. I am Michael.